Static.
Where are we going? You're on. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
I started singing the beginning of Everyone Has Something to Hide Except Me and My Monkey.
Everybody has something to hide but me and my monkey.
I don't think I know that song. Who sings that?
Beatles.
The Beatles?
You know that song?
What's it on, like Revolver or something?
I think it's the White Album, isn't it?
I don't know.
Everybody has something to hide but me and my monkey.
You're old. You know those things.
Yeah. I was a child when that was released, probably.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Static Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles, I guess. Miles. My name. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, I was going to say a big thank. That was what my first thing was. I was going to say a big thank you because we've... the podcast is doing great, and we're getting all kinds of traffic. And
this is our 5,000th show, by the way. So.
I don't, I don't know. I don't think it's our 5,000th show, is it?
I don't. No, it's not.
Well, see, you're gonna have to give me to do the math here. It's like 52 times 5.
It's not, all right.
Which is
a joke.
Two. I can't. And then you do add on another 8. So
Stephen Hawking, you've ruined the joke. Let it go, man. Let it go.
Who am I? Sean Penn?
Yeah.
You know, I think that Jude Law is a pretty goddamn good actor, and anybody who doesn't want to think that, I'll kick him in the nuts.
Yeah, he's such a dick.
What's up with that? So I guess we should talk a little bit about the Oscars.
He'll never be on this show. If he has to be on the show, he's not on this show.
Oh, really?
I don't want him on the show.
No, I talked to him. So I guess we've now admitted to being gay in Hollywood, so...
Yeah.
If we're watching the Oscars.
Yeah.
I watched a little bit. I mean, I watched it. I had it on. I was doing some other stuff.
Yeah, I watched a little bit, too.
It was all right.
Yeah, it was all right.
You know, I've gained more and more disinterested with it. I used to actually be a little more into it, but...
Yeah.
Now it's just not that fun anymore.
Yeah, you're like, oh, I hope Johnny Depp wins. I hope Johnny Depp wins.
Hey, you got the website Johnny Forever. It's publicized.
Yeah. I said I wanted Johnny Depp to win last year, and you're like, you're gay.
You're gay. Well, that's just because you kept doing that. I'm Captain Jack Sparrow.
Yeah, I got over that.
So. Yeah. You had a real hard on for that character or something.
That was a great character.
Honey, can I put on my pirate outfit and do you from behind? Oh, you lovely wench. Let me lift up your skirt and catch you from behind.
I like a personal experience there. I wasn't really into the Oscars.
Well, you know, I did hack your sidekick, so...
Yeah.
I got your video.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, thanks for sending me that, you jackass. Just jackass, if you're listening, just jackass some of these Paris Hilton things. Right?
Yeah.
And part of it is like, hey, come watch Paris Hilton and get it on with this guy, right?
Right, yeah, One Night in Paris.
And they've got, like, little snippets of this thing. You know,
did you watch that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So I'm like, well, I want to watch it for the sake of the show.
I swear, okay.
So I say, Bob, give me a credit card number so I can watch this in its entirety.
Right.
And Bob gives me a phony AMX number.
And you're...
He's like, you're dirty.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
I wanted to keep going with that, like, because you brought me back and you wanted an expiration date.
Yeah.
And I really wanted to, like, come back with, like, a fake expiration date.
Yeah.
And, like, have you try to put this in. And...
I so wanted to watch this video just for the show.
Well, then pay for it. If you want to watch it, pay for it.
I know, but I think, I mean, since it was your idea.
But does I got to give to my Nduku.
Yeah.
I have to give my money to Nduku.
The thing is, you lived through me, okay?
True enough. I'll admit that.
You lived through me, so you're like, if Miles would only watch this filthy video.
Yeah.
And report on it for the show.
Yep.
Right?
Hey.
Am I right?
If you would have watched it, hey, I would have listened.
I would have watched it and reported on it. That would have made your day. You've been like, oh,
there's, but there's no way I could have paid for it. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
I don't... I don't want that kind of trouble.
I must say, she is much more attractive naked, by the way.
Oh, she is. She looks a lot less like an idiot when she's got her clothes off.
Yeah,
she's
looking... Yeah, I'm like, wow.
Because those pictures were... she, like, had these... I don't know if they're real or not. I haven't heard anybody dispute that they aren't real yet. But I don't even remember what the website was. I found this site, and...
Yeah.
She was, like, topless, and then she was with some other chick topless, and they were kissing, and... it was hot.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I sent you that link, you know. But I did preface...
Yeah.
Rather than just sending it to you and having you click on it like you would at work,
yeah.
I told you, hey,
yeah.
Not work safe, right?
Yeah, I'm glad you did that.
And then, probably by saying that, I set off a whole chain of events where you had to go to the bathroom and take care of yourself. Oh my God, I got a not work safe link! Oh my God!
Well, I tell you, it was and a then, very arousing.
And then with the credit card, I probably set off another whole whack-a-thon. And
yeah, when I saw a credit card number, I'm like, oh, this is so good. Then my wife's like, well, he wouldn't have an AMX card.
Well, I do, actually.
I don't know. I think he does. I think he does. And then my wife's like, no, he doesn't. Like,
yeah, I do.
I don't know. I think you do. I gave you the benefit of the doubt, by the way.
I do. The kooky thing is I just got a new one, so that's why I sent you the... Amex thing, so
yeah.
Anyway.
So I gave you the benefit of the doubt, so thank me.
For what? That I could get a credit card?
My wife didn't think you could get a credit card or something. I don't know what that was all about.
I wouldn't give it to you, that's for damn sure.
Oh, yeah, I mean, that's a given.
But anyway, those pictures, if you haven't seen them out there, look it up. Those are some interesting pictures. I have no idea why anybody in their right mind would want to see Fred Durst, his Durst dong. Because he's out there now, too, you know.
Oh, I didn't know that.
That just came out a couple days ago. I'm like, oh, my God, who would want to see the wanker, you know?
Yeah.
Now that's perverted.
Yeah, no,
Nick and Paris Hilton, I totally understand. It's within the realm of reason. Fred Durst, I mean, come on, he probably did it himself.
Yeah.
He probably threw his own videos out there and had somebody say they hacked it or something.
Right.
Just to get attention.
Yeah.
That sounds like something that you would do.
Yeah, believe me. I don't think I have people going to it. I have people turning it off.
So anyway, this week, let's move off of the porn for just a moment.
All right. If we must.
All right. But it was really good, so you should look it up. But anyway, it's very good Playboy quality type porn.
Yeah.
Well, maybe, yeah, I like Playboy quality, right?
Well, anyway.
Little lesbian action. But so this week... I get all freaked out because, you know, we got this hamster here
right.
at the house, which I don't like. My daughter has named it Sniffly, but everybody else calls it Stinky. So you figure that one out. All
right.
And so anyway, I come home. I had to go do something, and I come home at night, and my wife's like,
"Wait, your kid's like." What? Why is there a cardboard tube in there with Sniffly?
No.
Why is he so stinky for?
No.
Nothing
like that. I come home late one night and my wife's like, Stinky's gotten loose. Oh my God.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Right.
I get I'm like all crawling, right?
Right.
And I'm like, oh my, now how the hell did this happen? Well, he popped the top on his thing and he got out. He popped the top. I mean, we got this whole like triple layer decker with a little tube that goes up to a penthouse kind of thing for this hamster. It's like this whole, I don't know, her grandma got it for us. This whole three level deal with an extra thing on top. Well, this is like a total escape thing. He crammed litter in the tube until it basically popped open.
Wow.
So, like, it was just a planned thing.
Yeah.
Don't let it be said that these hamsters are idiots. Although maybe he could be an idiot and that's why it happened. But anyway, he got out. So he gets out. He's out for like 3 days. My wife is pretty well waiting just to find his dead corpse.
He's driving a little German motorcycle around.
Right, yeah, like Runaway Ralph or something.
He's like Steve McQueen.
Yeah. So but we have three, you know, we have four cats, three of them which live in the house.
Yeah, you have a lot of cats.
Yeah, we have a lot of cats. So we either figure the cat's going to get him, he's just going to die.
Yeah.
He got out to die. Who knows? So
hey.
It gets to be like the third day,
yeah.
and we still haven't found him. And I ask my wife every day, I go, have you found any signs of Stinky?
Yeah.
And then she's like, no. And I'm like, well, God damn this thing. It must have got out in the garage. You know, hopefully it went outside and it's froze to death.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to have it in here. I said, if that fucker, if I wake up in the morning to go to work,
yeah.
I reach over and turn off my alarm clock, and there's that little fucker. I am going to freak out. And more than likely, I'm going to smush it, or I'm going to throw it, or something's going to happen, and then the kids are going to cry, and
right.
It's not going to be good no matter what.
Right.
So then we're sitting on a couch a couple nights ago, and watching TV and, you know, reading and whatnot, mm-hmm. and our totally disarrayed family room. And all of a sudden, it's like, here comes Stinky. He walks out into the middle of the floor, and then I see him, and I look at him, and I go, well, there's your hamster. And he freezes.
Uh-oh.
It's like, you know, ever play, like, flashlight tag or something?
Yeah, right, right.
Just like that, right?
Right.
And then my wife, I go, well, there's your hamster, like, really calm. My wife looks at me, and she's like, what? And she looks out, and she goes, wah! And she jumps up. So then Stinky runs into some toys, and like I just go, she's like, we got to get him, we got to get him. And I'm like, you get him. It's your hamster. I said, I'll go over here and make sure he doesn't go back upstairs or something. And so she's like rifling through these toys, trying to get the damn hamster. But this is the first time, I never had hamsters as a kid, obviously.
Yeah.
But this is the first, she used to have them as a kid a lot. They get loose and then they die in the heating vents.
Right, right.
And this is the first time a hamster's ever actually been caught and come back.
There you go.
So it was kind of a miracle, really. So now I got like three volumes of the Encyclopedia Britannica on top of this stupid hatch. So this little son of a bitch doesn't pop the hatch again. And I told my wife, you got to get that litter out of there. If this son of a bitch gets out again, that's it. I just can't have these things, you know?
The great escape.
Oh, by the way, just an update from last week.
Yeah.
I told you the story about my kid puking the Hawaiian punch on the carpet at work.
Right.
No one's noticed.
Yeah. Yeah, it smells good in here.
I haven't said a word and. Not one person has said anything about where this come from.
Hey, it smells like citrus in here.
And I haven't squared it off. I haven't even tried to clean it up.
Nice.
It's just gross.
Oh, that's nice.
I want to keep a running tab and see how long it goes before somebody says, hey, what's this thing?
Yeah.
This looks fresh.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so there's like this, all this like Jackson Pollock Hawaiian punch all over the floor.
Yeah.
So what's up with you?
Oh, Our house is, I don't know why, for about a week now, our house has been smelling a little gamey.
Did you have a hamster get loose?
No, I don't. It's just been smelling kind of moldy or something.
I don't know why. You've only got, like, hissing cockroaches and, like, kangaroos and stuff.
Like Gacy's house or something.
Oh, jeez. Didn't a relative own that house before you? So.
Yeah, I'm hoping no one's buried underneath this house or something. So, my wife is like, well, there's this powder you're supposed to buy, and it's supposed to kind of take the moisture out of the air, and I want you to go get it.
Okay.
Go to one of those, you know, big hardware warehouse stores, you know.
Yeah.
The Megalomart, you know.
The Megalomart.
Megalomart.
We ain't got no powders.
Yeah, well, she's like, well, it's in the cleaning thing. It's usually on the bottom shelf, right? So uh-huh. I go there.
Why is it on the bottom shelf?
I don't know. So I go there. Okay, it takes me a little while. I find the cleaning supplies. And this is not to be found. I'm looking. It is not on the bottom shelf. So now I'm looking in the middle shelf, not to be found. Top shelf, not to be found. I'm looking. I'm going to different aisles. I finally break down. I ask for help.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, can you help me out? You know, the girl's got to call somebody. You know, like,
oh. No, those are called maxi pads. You get those at the grocery store.
She calls for help, you know. And, you know, I've got to wait about 5 minutes for the help to show up, you know.
You know, I find when I'm on the job site, if I stick a maxi pad on the back of my sack, it keeps it nice and dry all day long.
Very absorbent. This guy shows up within 2 seconds. He has located. Literally, in 2 seconds, he's located it. And I'm like Corky from Life Goes On. Okay, how did you find that flower so fast? But here you are, Cork. Enjoy it.
You
guys like,
you gotta need
up my hair. Here you go. Ow.
You got that powder, that helps you take moisture.
I felt.
Do you mean that athlete's foot powder there, retard boy?
Oh, I did. I feel stupid. I mean, it was right in front of me. It was eye level. Was a poisonous snake and would have bit me several times over.
So what does this tell you about yourself?
I don't know, because then I, like, blamed it on my wife when I was checking out.
Well, she said it was on the bottom shelf.
I'm like, it was stupid wife. Stupid, no good. Stupid. Right?
Except when I'm dressed up like a pirate, she doesn't want me.
Yeah, from behind.
Arr. Yeah, there you go.
Well, there you go. Yeah, it was
you nice. Imagine I'm Johnny Depp and I'll imagine you're Keira Knightley, all right? I think we got a deal.
Look, why the rum?
That's to help me imagine you like Keira Knightley.
Megalo Mark. Everybody come to L5, see the ass of the Megalo Mark.
All right. They're like playing like I Spy with you.
I spy the ass. Look at the dumb all ass.
Right. All right, it's got a red box.
What?
I don't see it.
I don't see it.
I don't see it. Well, I'll see
it. Your family if you can't find it. I can't find it.
All right, you're going to have to suck my cock unless you find it in the next 5 minutes.
I'm going to find it.
A little Ned Beatty shopping experience.
Oh, I could not find this damn powder. Jeez.
Come on, squeal like a pig. I'll find you the powder.
Within 2 seconds, this guy. He could come in blindfolded and find it. It was embarrassing.
Did he walk up like backwards? Just walk right to it and then reach behind him and pull it off the shelf.
Here you go, Chief.
Here you go, Skipper.
Here you go, rocket scientist. Here
heading
you
back to the home. I didn't realize we had a bus of those folks in here today.
Yeah. You better get back on your little bus.
Where's that short bus driver at? What the hell do you need a whole box of this for? You ain't got no home.
Yeah.
You got a cubicle, for Christ's sake, and you share a bathroom.
You need a new cardboard box, don't you, Skipper? I feel like an idiot.
I live over a steam pipe. Try to take a little moisture out of the air.
Better get some deodorant versus this powder, if you ask me.
And quit wearing a belly shirt, goddammit. It don't work for you.
Turning me on at the Megalomart.